if I have a controlling nature and I'm always subtly trying to manipulate people and trying to demand from them and believe that I'm entitled to be in charge of how they act, if I can go into that as opposed to denying it and pointing the finger at people who are like that, if instead of doing that I take it as an opportunity for practice, then I will notice that hidden in every negative trait is a kernel, K-E-R-N-E-L, of value. And this kernel of value, this valuable quality that's inside of us, is what we make friends with. So let's use a simple example. Let's say the negative trait is controlling. Now, in order to be a controlling person, what are the qualities that you would also have to have which are very positive? Anybody? Stress. You'd have to have strength, charisma,
assertiveness,
insight,
influence,
leadership. Leadership qualities? No, not a gun. That's it. Leadership qualities. How about the ability to coordinate? How about follow through? How about make sure the job gets done? Look at all these wonderful qualities we're finding. So what do we have to be afraid of? Hey, I'm just going to admit my controlling as the white rabbit and just follow it into the wonderful earthy qualities that are the kernels of value inside it, and to make friends with my controlling nature is to activate these qualities that we've just listed. In that sense, negative is not negative in the sense of negating or evil or unacceptable. It's the negative we met up with in algebra. It's the one side of the equation. Follow what I mean? So the negative in algebra, it's not negative. It's just the way that the balance can happen. So when I can make friends with my negative side, the word dark here only refers to unconscious as opposed to the light of consciousness. When I can see negative algebraically, I will no longer be scared off. Let me just give a couple of other examples of this kernel of value. What would be your kernel of value if you were lazy?
Relaxed
self-nurturance. What about a person who's mendacious, lying? What does a person who lies have to have?
Creativity,
imagination. This group is way ahead of everybody.
Very creative bunch.
How about blind obedience? I'm on...
Loyalty.
Loyalty. Yeah, exactly. I'm on page 2867 of Shadow Dance. How about someone who is constantly coercing you?
Persistent.
Yeah, persistent, persuasive. How about cowardice? No, if you're afraid, the other side of the coin of fear is intelligent caution. Follow what I mean? It's as if every one of these negative traits is like a coin, which has, you know, heads and tails. And once you start working with this, you realize that there isn't anything that's totally unredeemable. This was such a wonderful surprise to me when I was putting this together. And I said to myself, oh, there really isn't any word in the whole dictionary that doesn't have another side to it. That they all, you can just list them and they just show, and they just all have something about them that is useful. So it's an alchemical style in which we take that which seems useless and show that it has usefulness.